Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And one of the major themes that I always use is leaders lead. That's what business people do. They lead their customers, their vendors, their employees. They have a vision. They're strong people who know where they want to go, how they want to get there, and they make it happen, and they don't accept excuses. And that is a philosophy that we need to absolutely have. But there's another side to this philosophy. And the other side to it is that business people need to encourage different points of view for more success. If you, as the business owner, only think that you have the answers, you have all the answers, there is no one that has the answers to you, and you're not listening to your sales department or your shipping department or your manufacturing manager, and you're not listening to these people and you're not talking to them and you're not getting their point of view, it will be more difficult to succeed. And why? Because they may see something that you don't. They may know something that you don't. And if we get them to express an opinion, we make them feel like they are part of the company, which they are, that they're contributors. They're not just doing a job. So we want to encourage respectful dissent. We want people to challenge our sales plan. We want our production manager to tell us how we can do it better. We want our people, our coworkers, and our employees not to be afraid of us so that they'll come to us and they'll say, you know, I know you wanted it done this way, and I could have done it, but I'd like to express to you a different way to do it that I think will be more productive. So we're all in this together. It's a team effort. It's not just one person calling all the shots. And it's true that you have to be able to be prepared. You have to be able to understand what they're saying. You have to be able to express to them when they are not in the right direction. You have to be logical. You have to be able to sell it to them. You have to get them to see your point of view. And at times, you have to say, you know, you have a great idea. I think we're going to do it your way. And when you do that, what are they going to do? They're going to bring you more great ideas. So we need to be careful when we're rejecting their idea, and we need to tell them why, and we need to thank them, and we need to encourage them to think even more. We need to bring them into the process. We need to have everybody help us run the company. We need leadership. We need to get them, the coworkers, and the employees to also have a vision, to understand exactly where their department needs to go and what they need to do. And if we don't do that, well, it's unfortunate because we want their brain power. We want their creativity. We want their understanding. We want their will, their drive, their determination. We want their encouragement. We want them to encourage their people that they're responsible for. It might be someone who cleans the office every single day, who comes to you and says, you know, I know you're doing it this way, but I see a better way to do it. It could be anyone in the company who brings you something and tells you that you're not doing it right and you can't have the ego. You have to listen to what they have to say. Does it have value? Does it not have value? Just the thought of someone coming to you with better ideas and telling you that they have a better idea than you have shows you that they are engaged in your business. We want to encourage that. We want to get everyone's mind working together. It's like hooking many computers together to give us big brain power. Well, we're taking human people and we're using the brain power that they have to make the business stronger, better, more efficient, more profitable, and also retain coworkers and employees because they feel like they are valued. And as you know, the people that work for you are your most valuable asset. You can have a building, you can have the tools, you can have the trucks, the equipment, you can have a warehouse full of materials, but if you don't have the right people in the right place, all of that's meaningless. So let's engage people, let's get them into the process, and let's make sure that we are listening to what people have to say in our business. And it might not even be in our business. It could be our insurance agent. It could be our banker. It could be the UPS guy that comes to the door and makes a comment, delivering the package, and he says something that's important. It could be almost anybody. This is Howard LeWinter. Let's take advantage of people's brain power. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.